Hey guys, this right here is going to be the cardiovascular CAD primer episode. So the way I have this envisioned is that you'll listen to this like 6, 10 minute episode, kind of get the rough of it, and then hit the book, read what you're supposed to read, and then like hopefully it helps connect some of those key concepts that are kind of important. So this right here is, like I said, the primer episode to coronary artery disease, and it will go over stuff like atherosclerosis, silent ischemia, all that good stuff. Again, with the AI generated host, just be mindful of like the hashtag thing or the calling inferior superior vena cava, the inferior superior vena cava, just weird stuff like that. If you're able to get past that, the information is still very good. And this right here is the primer episode of coronary artery disease from the Lewis Medical Surgical Nursing textbook, the 12th edition.
Patient's here.
Oh boy, got some blood going.
Yeah, this is heavy blood.
Well, he's wearing it too.
Welcome to the bay. When you get over to the bed, we'll go ahead and give you the story. This is all going to happen super fast. Welcome to the emergency room.
70-year-old female, single driver of a vehicle. Appears that she went off-road into a ditch, rolled over her car onto a trailer, caved in the top of the vehicle, was caved in, and so she was hanging out partially from the window.
She has a 22 in her left hand.
There were 45 minutes of CPR, no return circulation. You can stop CPR.
6 over.
Okay, let's jump right in. We're doing a fast, high-yield deep dive on coronary artery disease today, CAD.
Exactly. Oh, we're aiming for that 20% of info that really gives you 80% of what you need for exams. Think of it as a quick verbal warm-up before you hit the books.
Perfect. Focusing on those clinical pearls, the must-knows. So the big picture.
Right. CAD is the number one killer in the U.S., period.
Uh-huh.
And the root cause. It's almost always atherosclerosis.
That process where arteries get clogged up over time.
Precisely. It starts with these soft, fatty deposits, atheromas, that eventually harden and narrow the coronary arteries. It's a slow burn.
And there are distinct stages to this, right? Things we absolutely need to know.
Yeah, three key ones. First up is the fatty streak. And get this, it can actually start showing up by age 20.
Wow, that early.
Yeah, kind of shocking. Then it progresses to the fibrous plaque stage. That's where you really start to see the narrowing of the artery, the lumen.
Okay, and the third.
That's the one that really sets off, alarms the complicated lesion. This is where the plaque breaks open, ruptures.
Leading to clots.
Exactly. Platelets rush in, aggregate, form a thrombus. That's often the trigger for, you know, the big cardiac events. Super dangerous stage.
Got it. So if that's the process, what makes it happen faster? What are those key modifiable risk factors?
Well, two big ones jump out from the sources, hypertension and smoking. They both crank up the heart's workload, increase its oxygen demand, huge impact.
Increases risk significantly, like 2-4 times.
At least. And don't forget diabetes. That's another major player. Increases CAD incidence 2-4-fold, even if someone's glucose is like generally under control.
So when that narrowing finally causes the oxygen supply to not meet the heart muscle's demand, that's when symptoms appear.
Right. That's chronic stable angina, the classic presentation.
Describe that classic picture for us.
Sure. It's typically predictable chest pain, feels like substernal pressure, maybe a squeezing sensation. Sometimes it radiates, maybe to the jaw, maybe down the arm.
And the key is that it's brief.
Usually, yeah. Lasts just a few minutes.
Okay.
And critically, it gets better with rest or with sublingual nitroglycerin SLNTG.
But it's not always that classic picture, is it? Especially in certain groups.
No, definitely not. And this is a huge clinical pearl. Women, and also older adults, they often don't get that textbook chest pain. They might report what we call angina equivalents.
Like what?
Things like sudden shortness of breath, or maybe just bad nausea or overwhelming fatigue, stuff that's easily missed or blamed on something else.
Which leads us to another tricky concept. Silent ischemia.
Ah, yes. This is ischemia, lack of oxygen to the heart muscle, but with no symptoms at all. Zero.
Who gets this most often?
It's really common in patients with diabetes, likely due to diabetic neuropathy affecting the nerves. But here's the kicker. The prognosis is just as serious as angina with symptoms.
And how do we even know it's happening then?
The ECG. the electrocardiogram, you'll see changes like ST segment depression or maybe T-wave inversion. That confirms it.
Okay, let's switch gears to meds. Super important. Starting with that first-line drug for acute angina pain, SLNTG. How does it work?
Basically, it reduces the amount of blood returning to the heart that's preload. Less blood return means the heart doesn't have to work as hard, so its oxygen demand drops. It also helps dilate the coronary arteries a bit.
And the absolutely critical instruction for a patient using this.
Okay, this is vital. If their pain is unchanged, or worse, 5 minutes after taking that first dose, they must call 911, or whatever the local emergency number is. No delay.
And the massive safety warning, the deadly interaction.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely do not take nitroglycerin with erectile dysfunction drugs. Things like sildenafil, tadalafil, that combination can cause a catastrophic drop in blood pressure. Severe, potentially fatal hypotension.
You cannot emphasize that enough. Okay, moving to long-term management. Statins.
Right. The HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors. These are the workhorses for lowering bad cholesterol, the LDL. They work by blocking cholesterol production in the liver.
And the big side effect we need to monitor for. The dangerous one.
Muscle pain or myalgia. It sounds common, but you have to take it seriously because it can progress to rhabdomyolysis, a serious breakdown of skeletal muscle tissue. It's dangerous. So patients need to report any unexplained muscle aches or weakness right away.
Got it. Last major drug class, beta blockers.
Yep. These guys reduce the heart's oxygen demand too, but differently. They slow the heart rate, reduce how forcefully it contracts, and lower blood pressure.
But they're not for everyone. Key contraindications.
Definitely contraindicated if someone has severe bradycardia, a very slow heart rate, or acute decompensated heart failure. You also have to be cautious.
Cautious with who?
Patients with asthma, because beta blockers can potentially cause bronchospasm, and also diabetic patients.
Why diabetics?
Because beta blockers can mask some of the warning signs of hypoglycemia, like a racing heart. So the patient might not realize their blood sugar is dangerously low.
Okay, let's tie it all together. Acute chest pain scenario. Mm-hmm. You're the nurse. Patient comes in, chest pain.
Mm-hmm.
What's the absolute priority sequence? Unsure if it's angina or a full MI.
Right. First, position them upright, get oxygen on them. Then immediately you need a 12-lead ECG, check vital signs, draw blood for cardiac biomarkers. All that happens fast.
And then pain relief.
Yes. Prompt pain relief is crucial. Start with nitroglycerin. If that doesn't cut it, then you might move to an IV opioid like morphine. But assessment first.
Excellent. So that feels like a solid run through of that high yield 20%. We hit atherosclerosis, angina hallmarks, risk factors, and those critical drug safety points.
Definitely covered the essentials. And maybe one final thought to leave folks with as they study. Think about the danger of silent heart disease.
Like the silent ischemia we mentioned.
Exactly. But also consider something like atrial fibrillation, AFib. Our sources mentioned up to 30% of AFib cases might be asymptomatic too. A normal ECG today doesn't rule out serious problems that come and go. Sometimes you just need to monitor longer to catch the real risk.
A really important point. Sometimes the danger is hidden.